And I say now good morning to my guests. Joe Josh, I'm Paul Chules from Travel Matters. Hello.
Good morning to you, Tess.
Good morning.
How are you both?
Blooming, even if it's raining.
Not bad for a Monday morning.
Yeah, she brought the rain. You didn't bring the sun with you today.
We'll try harder next time.
Yes, please do. Anyway, what are we talking about today? Holiday booking fraud and travel insurance. Now, holiday booking fraud, this seems rather interesting.
Yeah, it's a serious issue and it's on the increase. Almost 6,000 UK travellers lost a total of £7.2 million from holiday booking fraud last year. In a recent report, shows that cases have risen by almost 20% from 2015, from 4,910 to 5,826 cases, with an average loss of £1,200 per person.
And that's only the people who reported it, because an awful lot of people don't actually bother to report it. They just go on, book something else and think, well, I've learnt my lesson there.
Yeah. Why would you not report it, though?
I think there's a certain amount of embarrassment to Maybe. Admit that you've been scammed, and I think certain amount of people will put that down as experience rather than reporting it, giving the authorities a chance to shut these scammers down quicker.
Well, if you feel you've been an idiot and you've been duped, and when people have been duped, they do feel that they're the person that looks silly, and they're thinking, well, what am I going to get out of this anyway? Who exactly do I report it to? What comeback is there for me that I looked at a website, as a guy from Tamworth did last year, who paid £930 to the owner of a villa so that he could secure the booking. This was for the Canary Islands. Mm-hmm. But he went to check his flight details and book a car, and then he couldn't find the website. So he thought, so he looked again, he Googled absolutely everywhere trying to find the website. And when he was Googling, he found some TripAdvisor, you know, the reviewing TripAdvisor reviews saying that the website was a scam. Oh. But there's nothing, what can he do? There's no answer on the phone number that he was given. There's no way he can trace the individual concerned.
Everything's shut down. The website will disappear. The telephone number disconnected or was probably fake to begin with. So there's very little comeback. The scammers generally target sort of two age groups, between sort of the 20 to 29s and the 30 to 39s. Because they seem to feel that the older generation do believe in, if something looks too good to be true, it usually isn't true. And they usually target summer holiday special deal prices or around Christmas time when the prices are more expensive. Suddenly they'll be advertising a really good deal. And I think a lot of people would think this is too good to give up, let's book it.
Yeah.
And they book it very quickly. It's usually time pressured. Let's get it now. There's only a few seats left. So they pay their money. And the other thing that you need to look out for is the form of payment that they take. They will encourage you to pay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they will encourage you to pay by cash or banker's draft.
Right.
And in some instances, they will say that their bogus insurance is only fully in operational...
It's only valid, basically.
That's the word I was struggling for. Sorry, it's only valid if you use these certain types of payment.
Rather than a credit card.
Which is absolutely rubbish.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you pay by credit card, you've got comeback.
Exactly. So yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, so what they're looking to do is to make you pay by cash or banker's draft, because once you've paid, you can't get your money back.
It's not traceable, is it?
It's not traceable. So they know exactly what they're doing. So the idea for people is to do a little bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
Have a look. Anything that you're not sure of, anything that sounds suspicious, then just take a moment to do a little bit more research. One of the most common areas of the fraud is holiday accommodation. So you've booked your flights and you're looking at your car hire, but you're looking at your accommodation. Now, there are a wealth of good online companies, Home Away, Owners Abroad, etc., who advertise people's own property for sale.
Yeah.
What tends to happen with these is that they would either hijack a space on the website or have a fake one that looks exactly like that. They will then give you their personal details and say, don't pay through the Home and Away, for example, or Owners Abroad site. Pay me directly and I'll give you a better deal. And that bypasses the security of being able to pay on card, online or PayPal, which has got those financial, you know, rules in place that you can get your money back. You go directly to them, they'll ask for a bank transfer, they'll say we'll give you 50% off. People will think, oh, what a great deal, I'll do it, pay the money, and then they disappear.
There's been an awful lot of that happening with Airbnb, and there are actual warnings in the trade, in the travel trade this summer, because there's been a lot of early bookings, which tends to mean that summer peak periods will be overbooked at a premium price, which gives fraudsters an opportunity to come in. But it does go the other way as well. I was gobsmacked, as they say, to discover that we, the Brits, are apparently the biggest scammers that there are on false food poisoning claims.
Okay.
All right, we're looking at Mallorca. This is just Mallorca, okay? Last year, well, it went up from 7 gastric illnesses in 2015 to more than 350 in 2016. Overall, there's £42 million in fake claims altogether from British tourists, to the extent that Spanish hoteliers are now seriously, it's been on the news in Spain, are seriously considering not accepting package holidays from British tourists. And it's happening because there are, you know, the sort of no win, no fee you get on motor claims and whiplash. Same thing on gastric bugs when you're on your holes. There are people lurking outside hotels. So some companies, are Jet2 Holidays, for example, are actually employing detectives, private investigators, PIs, to identify the touts who are trying to get, and succeeding, it seems, a hell of a lot, people to claim they've had a gastric bug.
And the impact of this, two impacts will be, one, that mainly the all-inclusive holidays that you get, which are very popular in Spain, they will look at maybe stopping those, because I think this is where the majority of the claims are coming from. And also will push up travel insurance rates.
Yeah.
And the downside of that will be that people maybe think, let's not take travel insurance, it's gone up too much, and it's a vital thing to have.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about that in a moment, won't we? But just finishing off with this booking fraud, it just absolutely amazes me. I mean, I guess, yes, I had heard of it, but in another way, maybe I hadn't heard of it. It's just, why? One of those questions again, why?
I think it's preying on two types of people. People who are looking for that really good deal.
Yeah.
And also people who are panicking maybe because they need to get something booked for the summer holidays, left it a little bit late. So it's preying on people. But what we would say is, if you're booking anything, go through a travel agent or a reputable company. Look for the ABTA signs. If you're booking online through an accommodation company, use their payment systems. They'll all have payments, online payment systems. You can put your card details in. Don't do it directly with the property owner unless you know them, that they are verified, and that you can use a credit card as a form of payment.
Also, this is another warning that we would like to put out. Beware of cheap air tickets,
right?
Because there's an increasing number of false e-tickets being issued. So, okay, the airline exists, okay, the flight exists, but the e-ticket is not valid. And again, arrive at the airport as a lady from London did, who'd paid for a flight from Heathrow to Nigeria, and she discovered that there was no terminal on the ticket. But at Heathrow, they got no record of the booking. She lost all of her money and she couldn't go. But there's an awful lot happening with flights, particularly to Africa and to the Indian subcontinent. So it's probably almost looking at the friends and family market.
Yeah, targeting the friends and family market, right, where maybe, you know, it could be the booking of one booking of a lifetime or a family group going. It's very easy to scam someone with a reservation with an air flight now. They're all e-tickets. They're very easy to manipulate. You put in a booking reference. It looks absolutely easy. The best way, again, to do that is to make sure that you're booking with an ABTA or a global travel group agent, that they are bonded, they have an IATA license, they're allowed to book these tickets. It's just really for your own financial security. Airline tickets vary sometimes, but are pretty much the same price all round. If you found someone online who is offering you a flight £300-£500 cheaper than you find online, it's a scam.
Yeah,
it's
either that or you're going there sort of via Honolulu, then Birmingham, then Iceland. In other words, like loads of stop-offs.
Yes. So I think the moral of the story is kind of stick to what you know. Double check it, and if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Look for the ABTA. Guarantee the Association of British Travel Agents.
Sussex and Surrey's 103.4. Susie
Radio. What about travel insurance? Some people say, no, we'll be all right, we don't need that. And then something happens and it's, but what happens with your travel insurance, especially if the agency goes bust? What do you do then?
Well, this actually came up, or we thought about doing it, because Alitalia, which unkindly has been the letters Alitalia standing for, always late in turning up, always late in arriving. It's just one of those things that people have said. Well, it's filed for bankruptcy again. Now, you're going to say again, because you probably don't know about the first time, but this is the second time in the last 10 years. There was an attempt to rescue it because it's the Italian airline, you know, it's the flagship Italian airline, but that has not come off. Therefore, it has filed for bankruptcy. People with flights, incidentally, it'll be okay for the next 6 months because they've guaranteed to keep going for the next 6 months. But after that, you don't know. But the point is, if your airline goes under, are you protected? Because we all know that we ought to make sure that we're covered for theft, we're covered for health and so on, because it becomes very complex. But if your airline goes under, and this is a major airline, which is why we brought it up, what actually happens to you? Well, you're stuffed is the succinct way of putting it. And in fact, this did happen to Paul on a scout trip years ago, didn't it?
Yeah,
is true.
I wasn't going on the scout trip, I'd like to say, but I'd arranged a scout trip for a group of 30 scouts. This was showing my age now, back in 1991, and they were going on a scout jamboree to Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we had booked them well in advance, almost a year in advance, with the then very popular airline Air Europe. For some of your older listeners will remember, some of your younger listeners won't have remembered. And they were booked, and it was a scheduled airline, booked direct with the airline. And unfortunately, they went bust.
Which is why you don't remember Air Europe.
Well, not now, no. Very big in their time. And they went bust. And unfortunately, the way that scheduled airlines run with regards to British Airways, EasyJet, Air Europe at the time, there is no need for them to have any financial protection for their customers if booked direct with the airline. So my poor scout group became unsecured creditors, and after probably about 2 years, when all the administrators had gone in and sorted out what was left, I think they got about 2 pence in the pound back. But luckily, the scout organisation through some very good benefactors managed to get them rebooked on another airline. So the scouts got to their jamboree, didn't have to pay any additional money, and the massive amount of 2 pence in the pound went back to the Scouts Association. But it is very important for people to be aware that if you are booking direct with the airline, there is no financial
guarantee, no protection. Now, that's different if flights and accommodation are involved, because legally, travel firms who sell package holidays, flights and accommodation, have to hold an air travel organiser's licence, ATOL, which you only probably know ATOL, not air travel organiser's licence. And that means that people like Thompson or Thomas Cook will have that sort of protection in place. So if they were to cease trading, then the scheme, ATOL, would mean that people would be flown home and they would have their cash refunded.
Right.
That's the point of it. The other one that we talk about all the time is ABTA, the Association of British Travel Agents, which does again mean that you are protected with a package holiday, whether there's a flight involved or not. Proof of the pudding in that is that in March, a lot of British holiday makers had their their holidays cancelled, binned, after Diamond Short Break Holidays went bust. It was a Leicestershire-based tour operator. There's been a few problems financially in the travel industry this year, I must say, and it did UK and Europe generally. But there were about 16,000 holiday makers who'd booked non-flight-based package holidays, and they were protected through ABTA, so they did get refunded.
Yeah, again, it goes back to the earlier conversation about just making sure that you're booking with a company, a reputable company, and it happens. Unfortunately, companies go bust, but if they have ATOL or if they have ABTA licensing, then your money is protected. With regards to scheduled airlines, if you book your scheduled airline ticket through an ABTA or a global travel agent, your money would be secure because there's financial money in there. We're talking if you book directly with the airline, or if you book, as I used to call them a long time ago, bucket shop airline companies, which don't have to be bonded but can still trade, your money's not protected. That's why travel insurance is important, especially when booking a scheduled airline, because you have scheduled airline failure insurance. So should your Alitalia flight not come to fruition, you have had travel insurance, you can claim the money back on the insurance. So, you know, insurance isn't just for the medical side or your baggage going missing. It is for your whole protection, and it's something that is very well worthwhile having, which is why, going back to our earlier conversation, these deli belly scammers who are defrauding the insurance companies, the only thing that really is going to come out of that is our policies are all going to go up.
Yeah, so as usual, it's the minority who are spoiling it.
Absolutely.
And I think in a nutshell, it's always have your travel insurance. Like you said, it doesn't just cover your health and your lost baggage, it covers everything, fingers crossed. And another thing, always read the small print.
Always read the small print, and really just make sure that you're booking with a reputable company, someone who's got all of the licenses in place. Should anything happen, that you are covered.
Well, Joe and Paul, thank you very much. As usual, we've run out of time, but it's been lovely talking to you again. And we'll see you again very soon.
Thanks, Tess.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you. Joe Josh and Paul Chills from Travel Matters. This is Susie Radio. I'm Tess Lucy.